So this is Love, guys. Isn't it such a wonderful night?
Oh,
Episode 16 of the happiest competition on earth. So this is Love Duets Round 4.
I need a drink now.
Oh, God. No.
Hey, don't burst my bubble.
So basically tonight, everybody got to pick their own partner, or if you didn't pick one, we randomly matched you up together, and everybody had to sing a love duet. Had to be a love song and had to be a duet. Didn't have to originally be a duet, but it now has to be a duet. So we'll see if anybody went the route of getting a solo and making it a duet.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
It'd be interesting.
Disclaimer, we do not own Disney. We love Disney, though. We don't own these songs. We're just fans making a show for fans, by fans. Fans. Mickey, we love you. Don't sue us.
Yes, we'll sing a duet for you if you want.
Yes.
We're a trio.
Hey, I can take on two women at one time. You know what I'm saying.
Whoa! Okay, moving onward.
First up tonight is the team of Merryfeather and Russ.
If I never knew you, if I never felt this love, I would have no inkling of how precious life can be. If I never held you, I would never have a clue how at last I'd find in you the missing part of me. In this world so full of fear, full of rage and lies, I can see the truth so clear in your eyes. So dry your eyes, and I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through, lost forever, if I never knew
you. I thought our love would be so beautiful. Somehow we'd make the whole world bright. I never knew that fear and hate could be so strong. All they'd leave us were these whispers in the night. But still my heart is saying we were right. For if I never knew,
there's no moment I regret,
I never
since
knew
the moment
love,
that
I would
we
have
met.
No
if our time
love,
has gone too fast, I've
be.
Lived at last.
I can't leave you.
You never will. No matter what happens to me, I'll always be with you. Forever.
And I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through, empty as the sky.
If they never knew each other, the duet of Russ and Merryfeather just wouldn't be.
That was corny, man. That was really corny.
Don't go bursting my love bubble, Ambie.
Burst it all I want.
So yeah, kicking off tonight with Russ and Merryfeather with If I Never Knew You from Pocahontas, the cut song, which was kind of sad to cut, which I really like this song.
Second
favorite
love song of all Disney time.
Yeah, I'm really happy you guys chose the song. First thing was, I have noted down, was your file was very soft. Like compared to when we were talking in Skype, I had to really crank up the volume to hear it. And your backtrack sounded a little, it didn't sound like a vocal cut, but it sounded kind of odd quality. It didn't sound as clear as it could have been. I really liked the song choice. And I think that you both sang the song really well. You had very nice vibrato control and you complimented each other nicely, which I wouldn't have imagined from here, like seeing the names together. But I thought you did good. Russ, I thought there was this one part that where the syncing to the backtrack was a little off. I felt like sometimes you were singing a little too hard for my liking. Like you were kind of, it felt like it could have been a little bit more softer and emotional at times. But overall, I still liked it. Mary Feather, I thought you were also very nice. And I liked your emotion a bit better than Russ's on this song. I thought your first line where you came in was off, but then when I re-listened to it, I realized it was a liberty. So overall, I like this a lot, you guys. This was nice.
I'm the only one here who doesn't know this song, because I have a CD from when it first came out and I have VHS, so I know of the song, but I don't actually know how it goes. I like the difference between your tones, because like Jeffer says, it was a nice contrasting, it complemented. I think maybe Mary Feather was a little too youngish sounding for me, because Russ sounds like a lot older, and it kind of throws me off a bit.
It was a bit of an awkward relationship between the two of them, yeah. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If she never knew her father, you know, then
that's
you know.
That's just wrong. You just took an amazing song and made it something nasty.
I'm sorry. I was actually kind of secretly hoping they do Beauty and the Beast, but I can only dream. But I thought they both sounded really nice and everything. I mean, I enjoyed it. This sounded like For Good for some reason from Wicked. I know it's Stephen Schwartz, but he's reminded me of For Good a lot. Ambie, before I keep rambling nonsense.
I want to go back first of all to something that Jeffers said, that he wasn't a big fan of the backtrack. I actually was a big fan of this backtrack. In fact, I kind of want to steal it because I've attempted to sing the song before and I could never find a good backtrack. This is one of probably the best things I've ever heard of it. It was a nice style pick for Russ. He's so classical, and this really isn't a classical song, but the way you kind of morphed it to fit the two of you, it did fit. Because that was the thing, I took this completely as separate from the original version of it, because Mary Feather was a bit meeker than I would expect Pocahontas, like a Pocahontas singer to be, but it still worked for me, and I liked that about it. I really, really enjoyed it. The only two parts that I was a little sketchy around were one part when you were singing both at the same time and you had different words. It was a little hard to listen to because you were overlapping and the mixing didn't blend very well. I felt that it should have been Mary Feather's time to shine and Russ kind of the background, but he started kind of overpowering her a little bit and kind of took away from her time to shine because she had so little in this song. And then the other part was when you were talking and I
yes, okay. I forgot to say that too.
I don't know if anybody has seen Grease 2, but all it reminds me of was the moment when she, like the Michelle Pfeiffer character is in her dream sequence and he's like, baby, even though I'm gone, I still love you. It's just there was like no heart. It kind of made me laugh because it was so emotionally different because you were so into it and there was so much heart in the singing, and then it was like, baby, even though I don't know the lyric, what the words were there, but it was like, baby, I love you. I'm always going to be with you. And then you went back to like this really emotionalness with your singing again, and it was really disjointed. And it made me laugh. And all I could think of was Grease too. But overall, I really thought this was a good fit for you, the both of you. For I will admit, I, like Jeffers, thought this was a bit of a mismatching for the two of you, but you proved me wrong, and I'm glad, I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm. So good job, you guys.
Should we name these teams? Can we name them, please, 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 please?
I don't know. What we didn't talk about a name. You can name them.
Oh, I have a name.
Okay, go name them.
It's Team Mary Russ. Because they're happy. It's like happy. And
Zell obviously doesn't
like If they didn't
like
know each other, they wouldn't be happy. And it makes Russ sound like a cheery little
I don't think
like
naming teams is a good idea. If that's okay. The teams. Let's just move on. Done.
Fine.
Coming up next, we have the team of Princess Clary and Traviata.
Percussion. Strings. Waves.
the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. It's possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my, look at the boy too shy. He ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad? Ain't it a shame? Too bad. He gonna miss the girl.
And that was Team Traviata and Princess Clary with Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid. This was very pretty. Traviata was the first singing voice from what I heard. I love the harmonies. I want backtrack. Now, gimme, gimme, gimme. I like the whispering at the beginning for the percussions, winds, and everything. It was a little, it might have been a little too whispery, but I liked it either way. The ya-yas were pretty. You did Scuttle's part, and that sounded pretty too, which made me happy. I love Scuttle's little interruptions, I guess. I think this is a mixing note. Traviata near the end started to get a little overpowering over Clary's mm-hmm. and the harmonies.
Which I think is ironic. I just want to cut in here because Clary was the one who mixed it.
Right.
So you would think it'd be the other way around. Like, I'm going to show myself off, but she was showing off Traviata instead.
Right.
But they're so nice.
Well, no, that's actually a common problem that people don't want to feel like they're overpowering the people
right.
they're mixing for.
Yeah.
So they mix under for themselves. This was pretty overall. I was happy with it.
Yeah, I have to agree. This was really pretty. Very nice. And it wasn't just pretty, but it had some great little hints of performance in there. You two, I thought, were a good pair together in the end because both of you are really good at taking liberties in song and making them subtly different than the originals and making it work and work well. So you were both doing it here. So it was like just this ultimate mass of little liberties rocking really good. And then there were just these little things you did. Because at one part I wrote down when Princess Clary was doing Go On and Kiss the Girl, the way that you just kind of whispered that, but you whispered it with like an urging. You really had a good feeling for what the song was about. I love the harmonies between you two. I thought that your voices blended fairly well together. I could pick out Travia a bit more than Clary, but I think that was more a mixing thing. It worked for me, though. I would have liked some better blending towards the end. There was the Scuttle was kind of popping up really loud over the main vocals mm-hmm. towards the end, and it was a little chaotic. But overall, I thought this was really good.
Oh yeah, this was really nice, you two. I like Zell said, I really like the whisper on the beginning. The backtrack was nice. Harmonies were very good for the most part. Like, they were very well done. And I like all the background vocals you did. I think it was Clary and Traviata who did all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to hearing this backtrack. This song with the background vocals already put into it. But from what I hear, they did all of them. So that was a really nice thing. And the song choice was a good one for you because it worked to your strengths very well. And I thought this was a great choice and a nice pairing. We must go kiss the girl after this. I am in love with the song.
Okay, that was kind of lame. Stay away from me, Jennifer.
Oh, come here, Amy.
No!
Don't you want a kiss from the big old teddy bear?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. I see how it is. No one wants Jennifer's love.
You scare me.
Faded Phantom and Valkyrie Celeste, you're next.
This? I've gotten out of worse scrapes than this. I can't think of any right now, but...
It would have been better if we had never met. None of this would have happened.
Look at me. I'd rather die tomorrow than live 100 years without knowing you. If I never knew you, if I never felt this love, I would have no inkling of how precious life can be. If I never held you, I would never have a clue how at last I'd find in you the missing part of me. In this world so full of fear, full of rage and lies, I can see the truth so clear in your eyes. So dry your eyes, and I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through. If I never knew,
I thought love would be so beautiful. Somehow we'd make the whole world bright. I never knew that fear and hate could be so strong. All they'd leave us were these whispers in the night. But still my heart is saying we were right. Oh, if I never knew.
There's no moment
I
regret
never felt
since the
this
moment
love,
that
I
we
would
met.
Have no
if our time
of
has
a
gone too
fast,
I've
be.
Lived at last.
I can't leave you.
You never will. No matter what happens to me, I'll always be with you. Forever. And I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through, empty as the sky.
If I never knew there would be doubles tonight, No, I figured for this song at least twice because this I think is a really like popular quote unquote lesser known song.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah. I don't think this was very good, guys. I think you're both such strong singers and performers, and this just seemed to be an off note for both of you. The opening acting was a little odd. It didn't seem to flow well, and the quality between your microphones didn't show up that much in the song when you were singing together, but it really showed up here because one of you had a really bad hiss behind your recording, and it kind of came and went as you were going between the lines. And it really just didn't add anything. If anything, it subtracted from the overall song. Faded, I didn't quite like how you were a little staccato on what you were singing. Everything was really short. It didn't kind of flow. And there was this weird jump in your vocal range between I would have lived my whole life through to the loss. Like, you were up in your head, and then all of a sudden you were in your chest or vice versa. I don't remember. And it was a little, like, whoa.
I think it was too high for her when it got to that really high note. I think she had to go into change octaves or keys or something.
Yeah, and it seemed weird for me. Towards the end, I couldn't figure out who was the man and who was the woman in this song.
Oh, really?
Towards the end.
I could.
Because
I could.
I thought that Faded was the man, and then Val came in and she was singing in a man's voice, but she was supposed to be the woman, but I really didn't know what was going on. So I was a little
change.
Apparently, there's sex changes in the new world. Overall, I just thought this was a bit...
Disney rated!
Sorry. Overall, I thought this was... I don't know, guys. This, I think you might be in trouble, in my opinion, tonight. It depends on how everybody else does.
If Fade didn't know Valk, then this pair would never have met.
God,
and it would be sad.
Night long.
Because we would never have... What?
Dang.
It's gonna be a...
Nothing.
Excuse you. anyway, story aside... Fail joke. Faded, I have to agree with Ambi. Your vocals sounded kind of choppy at the beginning. And it sounded a little happy for my liking. I know you guys weren't trying to emulate your character. So I also have down that part at the end of the chorus where Faded, you would go really you would sing the main melody and then you would change keys when it got to that really high note. And I didn't really like it, especially on the very last time you sang that part where you went down on that part and Valk went really high in her range. So that part didn't flow very good for me. Valk, I thought this song suited you a bit more than Faded did. I liked this kind of how the song fit in your lower range in the verse. And I thought vocally you were a bit stronger than Faded was. I think this wasn't a very good choice for Faded. But yeah, this was all right for me. I've heard you guys both do better, but it's not bad either.
I'm going to have to bring up something. I don't think it's the fact that it was bad for Faded. I just think if they did a solo song and then made a duet, it might have worked better. Because she's actually singing, I don't know what range John Smith sings in this song. So
it's
that
a
was kind of a handy
thing.
Yeah, it was a handicap for her pretty much.
Mm-hmm, for picking.
So it's not that it was.
Yeah.
So I think if they went with the solo or group song and then made that a duet, I think they would have had more choices and better outcome. For me, I have if I never knew you before John Smith's intro. Did it sound like I think this is Val that it was too low for her, or am I the one who caught that?
I don't know what you're talking about, because like I said, I didn't know who was John Smith and who was Pocahontas. I couldn't tell after a while.
I'm assuming Faded was the lower voice in the majority of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was singing the Pocahontas part. That was the thing.
No, Valk was singing Pocahontas.
Oh, sorry. I'm confused. Again, so confused.
This is before the Pocahontas transitions to the John Smith part, as from what I'm assuming here. At 2:35, there was some topping with the overlaps. I had to agree with Ambi on the acting. It could have been a little bit more believable, I guess, or fit the scene better. For me, I think the U harmony at the end, like the right at the end, seemed off. Is that how the song actually goes, or is that a mixing thing?
It doesn't sound like the original harmonies. Yeah, I think they changed it, if I remember correctly.
Other than that, I'm done.
All right, done.
Okay, done.